Look, a story in the Sunday Times yesterday. I misspoke earlier talking about Gert van Rooyen's house. It is the site where Gert van Rooyen's house used to stand in Capital Park. And the story said that Capital Park residents and ratepayers want to do something with the site. Let me just give you a very brief history lesson on this. Gert van Rooyen and Gert van Rooyen and his partner Joey Haroff are thought to have kidnapped six girls, and the girls disappeared without a trace. We still don't exactly know what happened to them, because Gert van Rooyen shot Joey Haroff and then himself in his car while the police were chasing him in Van der Hoff Road west of Pretoria. And the house in which they lived in Malharba Street was dismantled, was demolished, in the hopes that it would yield some clues as to the whereabouts of the six missing girls. But didn't happen. Mike Burt is chair of the Capital Park Residents and Ratepayers Association. Mike, good afternoon. I was doing a Google search on this, and I came across a story from 2019 and from 2015 saying pretty much what I read in the Sunday Times yesterday, that residents of the area would like to do something with the site.
Yeah, good evening, John, and good evening to all your listeners. Yes, the site's been standing vacant now for, what, about 31 years. After they demolished the house, the property apparently belonged to Absa Bank, and they donated it to the state to have a place of safety or shelter built for women and children. And nothing has happened on the site for 31 years.
I was just saying I wasn't aware of the fact that Absa donated the ground to the state for that purpose. That's thank you for telling us that.
Yeah, that's what we were told, and I believe the journalists researched it, and that's what they said in their publications as well. So that seems to be the fact. And the state has done nothing with the property for 31 years.
What do you hope to do with the site, to give life to that original vision of a care centre?
Yes, that's correct, because there's two properties in Capital Park, in Malharba Street, that belong to the state, and they've done nothing. Okay, so what actually happened is about a year before COVID hit, we were looking after the other property, and then the community asked, why don't we look after the Gert van Rooyen property as well? So we started cleaning it, we painted the wall, we started cleaning the property and maintaining it, and then we started in conjunction with certain individuals looking at developing the property for its intended use that gave it to the state for. And we started the project. We had a memorial. If you see that picture on the Sunday Times, that's something we made ourselves. The pictures were, the flowers were painted actually by the foot and mouth painters. And then we had a printing company in Capital Park that took photos and did it on vinyl. I made the stand and the memorial, and then we had an official launch of our project, just before, about 9 months, a year before COVID hit. And we started looking after the property, and we had a couple of events after that, and then COVID hit. And then everything came to a standstill. And hopefully now we'll be able to start, get the wheels rolling. We've taken it to Parliament, we've mentioned it to Parliament, and they've said we must actually, the message we got is we must actually now start applying for it officially, which actually tonight, I'm actually running late for the meeting tonight, but it's fine, no problem, because this is for the cause, that we're going to have a CAPRA executive meeting where we're going to start putting the wheels in motion, where we can apply for the property and get sponsors and things like that, because we've got people that are willing to sponsor and can sponsor the development of the property for its original use. So, that's where we're standing now, and hopefully this negative thing will become a positive thing, because it's not just for Capital Park. Capital Park is an area called the Moot. It's in the valley.
Yeah.
It's between two little mountain ranges, and it extends from the east of Pretoria right out to the west. And there is a need for shelters for women and children. It's not just a shelter. We want to spread the news and give the women and children hope. It's not just to we want to be proactive, not reactive. So what we're looking at is developing this thing. We've got various people, social workers, people that have been abused that are willing to come on board and help the community in the Moot area, so that we can address this issue of child abuse, women abuse, and educate people and give women hope and teach them to say no and to speak out. So that this is part of the project, helping those that have been affected and also preempting and getting women to be able to say no and call out for help and go for help. And
Mike, it does sound as if there's a really positive momentum being generated here. So good luck with the project. I think it's a wonderful thing that you people are doing, and it's great to know that it has reached this relatively advanced stage. Mike Burt, Chair of the Capital Park Residents and Ratepayers Association, Apollo Pretoria.